Hello and welcome to Sean's Podcast Center. Hello and welcome, all of you blind cool tech users and listeners. My name is Sean Terry. This is my first ever podcast, even with anything. I have never done something like this before, so please bear with me if I seem to have a bit of a problem talking. I'm not very good with talking to, well, practically no one because of the recording, but anyways, on to what I have discovered, and I am bringing it to you. I have here in my hands a metronome / tuner. Okay, this Korg machine here, it's a metronome and a tuner for playing musical instruments purposes. Keyboards, guitars, you can use the metronome for singing. You can, you know, use the metronome for keeping time. The physical description of the metronome / tuner is probably, back up here. It's a flat machine. The thickness of the flatness is probably 3/4 inch. The width of the machine from left to right, which actually would be the length because it's a rectangular shape, is probably 5 inches maybe. And the width from front to back is probably about 3 1/4 inches. On the flat panel of the machine, the top, there are 10 buttons. There is a screen for sighted users. And just before you start thinking, no, this machine does not talk, unfortunately. But it's easily usable by a blind person, seeing as I'm blind myself and I use it. Okay, back to the top. The screen, there's a screen on the top, farthest away from you. Below that, there is a speaker. And built into the speaker recess where the holes are, somewhere in there is a microphone. And we'll get back to the microphone in a bit. On the top edge farthest away from you, the outer edge, on the right side, there is a volume knob, and this works with both the metronome and the tuner. On the left side, on the edge, the only thing is a headphone jack. You can use this headphone jack to hook up a set of headphones. You can hook it up to an external speaker if you like. And if you are a hearing impaired person, such as a couple of great friends of mine, if you have the correct cable that hooks up to your hearing aid device, you can also hook this directly into your hearing aid so you can hear the device through your hearing aid without having to get a special cable. The hearing aid cable, yes, is a pretty special device in itself. Usually you can get that through your hearing aid provider. But anyways, along the bottom edge there is nothing whatsoever. On the right edge, up on the top corner, the top right hand corner, sort of underneath the machine, there are two holes. These holes are used for connecting a neck or wrist loop. You can have this around your neck or around your wrist if you like. Okay, if you move your finger down the right edge, on the right edge of the side, there is a standard quarter inch jack. This is not used for amplifiers or headphones or whatnot. This is actually used for hooking up an electric guitar or maybe a keyboard to this device. And if you pluck the string of a guitar or play the keyboard key, there are three lights along the top edge, right above the screen, on the center of the screen, just right above it, there are three lights. One indicates that the sound is too sharp. One indicates that the sound is perfect or normal. And the other indicates that the sound is too flat and that you need to adjust your string or keyboard sound. Okay. And these lights, they are pretty accessible, but for a totally blind person, they wouldn't be. I can see the light and shadows, and really I can't see these. You have to be able to see a good amount of light, and you have to be able to see like pinpoint lights. So for people such as maybe Christian Walwell, he may be able to see it because he has a bit of sight, a little bit of sight. Okay, now the buttons. There are 10 buttons, as I believe I mentioned before. What is so accessible about this machine is the right-hand side of the machine's buttons are dedicated to nothing but the metronome. And the left-hand side buttons are dedicated to nothing but the tuning device. From top to bottom, there is an oval-shaped button going from left to right. This is your metronome power button, just the metronome. Below that is your, it's a round button. The next four buttons are small round buttons. And let's just say the button below the on-off button is your an up arrow button, per se. This button is used to change the four time to five time to six time to seven time to zero to one to two and to three time. The button below that steps you back through those settings. The button below that makes the metronome go faster. And the button below that corresponds to the metronome getting slower. And finally, there is a big round button about maybe twice as big as the one of the four buttons above it. This button is used to actually make the metronome make sound. Okay. The buttons on the left, the oval button up top going from left to right, is your tuner on off button. The button above that is yet sort of another arrow button. These two buttons are set for calibrating the actual tone, the actual tone. Maybe the tuning sound is a bit too flat or a bit too sharp. You can actually use the two buttons, the up arrow, which is below the on-off button, and the down arrow, which is below the up arrow. You can use these two buttons to make the sound match an actual tuning fork or another tuning device, maybe. The button below that, there's quite a gap, maybe a gap for possibly another button, but it's just blank. There's another button, and it is the same size as the two buttons above it, which all these buttons are the same size as the four buttons corresponding to the change of the metronome and the speed of the metronome. The button above those is the same size and shape of the on-off button for the metronome. The button on the bottom left actually turns the tuner on, and if you keep pressing this button, as I'll show you in a bit, it will bring it from a C to a C sharp to a D sharp, and up and up and up, up to the next octave C. And then if you press the button once more, it turns the tuner off. But the actual power to the tuning device would still be on. Same with the metronome. You can press the metronome button again. It will turn the metronome click off, but the metronome power will still be on. Now also, the great thing about this device is not only can you have the metronome going just by itself or the tuner going just by itself, you can put them together, which I'll show you in a bit also. So let's start with the metronome. I'm going to turn the power on, and you might be able to hear this click. I'm not sure if you heard that, but there is quite a tiny clicking sound when you turn either of the power buttons on. Now I have the volume up all the way, and I have everything set to, I have the metronome set to 0-0 time and the speed set to its slowest time. Now I'm going to turn the metronome on and then set it to a preferable speed. Okay, this is what it sounds like. Okay, this is 0. So now I'm going to press the up arrow. That makes the speed go faster. Okay, this is probably good here. Okay. So if I press the up arrow for the changing the metronome setting to one time, it sounds like this. Two time is this. three time is this. Four time is this. Five time is. Six time. Seven time. Now, I just turned it off for a bit. Before I go any further, I want to explain to you, the next few are used for such things as marching songs or something to that, and a couple of other different things, but let's continue. Remember, that is seven time. So let's continue. This is set for possibly a fast country and western song, or a fast, just a fast song. So you don't have to actually change the two time faster. Okay, this next one I believe is marching. Oh no, this is a fast three time. This is a bit like marching. Okay. And this is fast four time. And now, this here is for such things as possibly a waltz, which would probably be about like this. That's probably about what a waltz would sound like. And we're back to zero. Now I'm going to go ahead and turn the metronome off, and I'm going to turn the power of it on off also. Okay, the buttons on the left, as I've said, are nothing but the tuner buttons, so I'm going to turn the tuner on, and it also does a bit of a small click. Okay, now if I go ahead and press the tuner button, the tuner sound button, and as I talk, the microphone is picking me up, so it's trying to tune to my voice, and I can't see it, but I believe the lights are trying to indicate that either my voice is too flat or, too flat or too sharp, or just perfect. So, let's turn the tuner on. This is the tuner, and it's set to C. And you can move the calibration up, which sounds a bit like this. Okay, that brought it down. That brought it all the way back. Okay, or you can move it down. And now it's back to C. Now I brought it back to its normal sound. Now I'm gonna go ahead and turn it down a bit. Okay, hopefully that wasn't a bit too loud for you. Now, I'm going to go ahead and press the tuner button again, and you'll hear the sound changes to the next note up. And again. And so on. Now it's on C again. So if I were to press the button once more, it will turn off. Whoops. No, I'm sorry. This is C. So if I were to press the button once more, it would turn off. Okay. I'm not very good with my notes. I'm sorry. That is C. Now I'm going to turn it off. Okay, finally, we got that right. I've been playing keyboard for a few years and I still have a bit problem with my notes, but yes, anyways. As Christian Walwell has said on one of his podcasts, just as me, we both like podcasts with things that have difficulties or things that, you know, it's just unedited. It just goes on, you know. But it's a bit time consuming. So, okay, now that is the tuner. So now the tuner's on. I'm going to go ahead and turn the metronome on and let you hear it again. I'm going to go ahead and bring it to 4 time. And I'm going to bring the speed up a bit. Okay, now, as I said, the wonderful thing about this is you can have the tuner and the metronome go at the same time. And this is what it sounds like. Now, the tuner may be a bit loud. I'm going in time with the metronome. Okay, now the tuner's off and the metronome is still going, so I'm going to go ahead and turn it off. Okay. I was in Oklahoma, Ada, Oklahoma, to be precise. And I got this for approximately $43 at Ada Music. You people in the UK, you can possibly get it from a music store. Christian has said that he really can't tell you dollars to pounds. Well, I can't really tell you pounds to dollars. Although there is a little program that you can search for on Google. It is a currency conversion program, and I suggest if you have a PC/and internet, I suggest you go ahead and get this program, because you can convert currency from dollars to pounds, or from pounds to dollars. So you can say the Sonos radio that Christian has talked about. He says that you can get it for possibly 80 to 120 pounds. Well, if you put in 80 pounds into the currency conversion, and then you say convert to dollars, and then you go ahead and convert it, it will go ahead and give you the dollar amount of what it actually would cost here in America. Okay, I've turned the tuner off. But anyways, on the back of the tuner, on the bottom side, there's, if you flip it over, you know, say from left to right or right to left, whatever, you have a stand that you can flip up and then turn it back around. And this sort of maybe looks like a bit like a, when it's flipped out, it sort of looks like a picture frame stand. You can stand it up on something to where it slants, so you don't have to hold it. You can stand it up on a music stand, or on a piano, or maybe on the top of your keyboard, such as I do, so I can hear the sound of the metronome. You can just pop it back in there. And then, following to the right of that, on the bottom, if it was down, if the bottom side was down, it would be on the left side. There's a ridge, a ridgy bit here you can pull, and off comes the batteries. And it takes two AA batteries. It doesn't really matter what kind you get. It takes two AA batteries. If you have the device facing with the volume still away from you, the volume knob still away from you, but now it's now it's on the left instead of the right, the battery away from you, I'll explain how it goes in so you can understand how to put the batteries in if it doesn't have batteries already in it. The top battery from left to right, the leftmost part of the battery should be the flat edge. The bumpy part of the battery should go to the right. And you put the battery in from the right side going to the left. And it just pops in there. And then the battery for the... let's see if I can get it out of here. Sorry. The battery for the bottom one facing you is just the opposite. The bump goes toward the left, and the flat edge goes toward the right, and you slide it in from left to right, and it pops in. And then you just go ahead and... There's only one way to put the battery thing back on, or else you'll break it. Yeah, go ahead and... I have to put that battery back in there. Go ahead and pop that back on. Let's just make sure it still works. Okay. Tuner. The tuner still works. Okay, everything still works. Okay. Okay. So that's about it for this tuner. So it is fully sighted, compatible, and it's very, very, very blind user friendly. There is a bit of a instructional paper which is folded like a map, maybe a state map or a road map would be if you've ever felt or even seen a map before. What a print map looks like. It's folded like that. It comes with instructions like that, but I learned it all without having to read the instructions. I would say that the instructions are not scanner friendly or Kurzweil or whatever type of scanning program you use, because when you unfold the instructional paper, just like a map does, it's going to unfold to a paper quite the size, possibly, well, quite the size of a Braille periodic table. Maybe a bit smaller than that. Maybe about the length, probably half the size of that. The width, probably the same size. But as I say, it's not very scanner friendly. So please listen to this and follow along if you must. When you get the Korg tuner / metronome, I will tell you there are many different kinds made by Korg. I really don't know the actual name of this machine. All I know is it's made by Korg. Just possibly listen to this and explain to the teller what type of machine this is. Um, you know, what it looks like, try to explain to them what it looks like, or they can show you what kind of Korg tuner slash metronomes they have, and if it looks like the one that I've described, then there you go. There might be better ones out there than this, but this one I have found very useful. Very useful, being that I play keyboard and piano, I play a bit of electric guitar, a bit of the trumpet, I play drums. But anyways, that's just about it for this first podcast. I hope I have done well. If there are any problems or any questions concerning this podcast in any way, you may email me and I will give you my contact information and credits. I would like to give credits to certain people. So, as they are as follows. My current email address is as follows. I'll spell it out so you can better understand what I'm saying. It is BRAILENOTEUSER. That's all lowercase, which is Braille Note User. The @ earthlink.net, which is EARTHLINK.ENT. As I've said, please, if you have any questions, comments regarding this podcast review, please email me and tell me what you think. I would really appreciate it. Now I would like to give a few credits to some people. First and foremost, I would love to give a great credit to Crystal Morales. She is a great friend of mine. She allowed me to use some of her music that she has created to use as my entry and leaving music for the podcasts. She also plays the keyboards. She plays the regular piano. She plays cello, violin. I would also like to give a credit to Rick Harmon. He is the person that put up so far 3 podcasts on how to use Gold Wave effectively as a blind person, and it's thanks to him that I'm now using Gold Wave for all my recording purposes. In fact, I'm using Gold Wave to record this podcast at the moment. So thanks very much, Rick. I really do hope you put some more podcasts up there concerning Gold Wave to give blind folks more opportunities on what to do. I'd also like to thank all of the staff of the Blind Cool Tech website for making it so accessible to a blind person. I would like to thank them for even starting this website. It's just a wonderful website to, you know, to find out how to use certain things even before you do get them. I mean, it gives you the opportunity to say, you know, that you'd like to get it, and now you know how to use it. So thank you very much for providing us blind people with the website. So I guess that is it for me. I really appreciate being able to do this for you. I hope you do get an opportunity to get the Korg metronome slash tuner, the one I've described, or maybe a different one, whatever you like. I hope it's useful to you as it was to me, and enjoy it when you get the chance. I will be back for another podcast concerning who knows what, whatever type of technology I can find that would help, you know, have a blind person's perspective on what it does and what it looks like. Thanks again. Hope you enjoy it, and I'll see you soon. Signing off.